Good morning and welcome to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. I am pleased to have as my guest today none other than Celeste Gammon, a longtime friend. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you're on the show today, Celeste.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
So let's just get right to it. I like asking people, hey, where were you born? Where did you grow up? You know, where'd you go to elementary school? That's just one of my favorite questions to kind of set the stage for the talk today. So
sure.
Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. My claim to fame is I was the first baby born in 19... blah, 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 blah.
19, blah, 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 blah. I love that.
Yeah.
So the first baby. So that means you're a January 1st birthday.
I am.
Wow.
I am.
And so did you get your picture in the paper?
Yeah,
wow.
Bless her heart. Mama put some makeup on, and, you know, after giving birth, you know, and took a picture for
That's
the paper.
That's awesome. And got a gift certificate to Leo's Spring Street Market.
Exactly.
All those things.
It was fun. Really,
I love
really
that.
Neat. Really
That's
neat.
Something I did not know.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
pretty cool.
Awesome. So the first baby born I guess it could have been, I'm not saying your age or anything, Cookeville General Hospital. It probably
exactly.
wasn't called the Regional Medical Center
exactly.
at the time. So,
that's right.
So
Dr. Breyer was
wow.
my pediatrician who actually ended up later seeing my children. So
isn't
it's
that something?
It's really neat.
That's
pretty neat.
That's neat. Yeah, he's a neat guy.
Yeah.
So born here.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school here?
I did. I went to Capshaw Elementary School. Mary Owenby.
How about that?
Was my kindergarten teacher.
How about that?
And funny story, the Brady twins who are realtors here in
yes.
the area and good friends and have been. I think it was Michael was I played Mary. You know, back in the day, we could do the Christmas
yeah,
story
right,
at school.
Sure.
And we always did. And I was Mary. And poor little Michael Brady was, he wasn't little. He was the big guy, which is why he was the donkey. And I think he bucked
donkey.
Me, you know, off of, you know, not really. No, it's funny. But yeah, grew up with lots of amazing people here in Cookeville and went all the way through, you know, back in the day, Capshaw went kindergarten all the way through sixth grade.
Yes.
And so graduated from there and then went to, at the time, Cookeville Junior High.
Right. Up on 10th Street.
Up on 10th Street, right near Tennessee Tech. And then went to Cookeville High School. And then from there, I did go to Tennessee Tech for a year, but I got married to this amazing guy.
There you go.
Married young.
Yes.
Don't regret it one bit.
And he didn't live here.
He was, did not.
He was from somewhere else.
He was.
I remember that.
So we moved to Newport, Tennessee, and where Rocky Top is.
There you
and
go.
I graduated from Carson Newman College.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun. So
and it, so Carson Newman College.
Mm-hmm.
I believe your sister went there too.
She did,
right?
And my brother-in-law. Funny
That's
story.
Right.
We actually moved from Newport to Jefferson City just for me commuting. It was a lot easier. I just could walk to class from our apartment building. And there was this little fella who lived in the basement of our apartment complex named Ryan Williams.
You might know him. He's a state representative.
So Ryan would cut hair to earn money while he, because he was a collegiate soccer player and mm-hmm. student and, you know, it was hard for him, but he needed to earn some money. So he would cut everybody's hair.
That's
Everybody'd
awesome.
Come over and he'd cut hair. His mom taught him how to do that and he was great at it. And you just, you know, pay him cash and, you know, we just, I'm sure he counted it on his taxes, y'all.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course
you know,
he did.
You know, back in the day. So I don't know. But anyways, one time he was cutting my husband's hair and I said, hey, you know, my sister goes to school here. She's real cute. Y'all be cute together. You should ask her out. So, anyways, he had
so
already had
you're
that.
You're responsible
no,
for that.
No, he had already seen her and had his eye on
did
her.
Did he?
So,
That's
yeah.
awesome. So, okay, so I did not know that he knows how to cut hair.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I will be having mm-hmm. a chat with him about
yeah.
this.
So during quarantine, we were all fine because we just go over there and Ryan just took care of the guys.
That's
so that
great.
We never had any men quarantine hair issues. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So you meet Tony, y'all get married, you go to Carson Newman.
Mm-hmm.
when did y'all end up back here?
Well, while we were in Carson, after I graduated Carson Newman, I got a job teaching kindergarten in New Market Elementary School.
How about that?
You may have passed it because there's only a blinking light there on 11E.
Yes.
Going in between Knoxville and Jefferson City there. So anyways, I taught kindergarten there. Well, Tony had gotten another job and actually moved in with my parents.
Okay.
And he would live with my parents on from Tuesday until, till Friday. And then Friday, he had had his bag packed, and he'd come stay with me on the weekends.
Wow.
Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And Monday morning, he'd wake up at the crack of dawn and leave
drive
and go back. He worked in Crossville.
Okay.
And he got his job in the January. So I had already taught for one semester, and I didn't want to leave my kindergarten babies, and he didn't want me to either. And so anyways, after I finished that year, then we moved back here, and I actually became a teacher at Capshaw Elementary School.
How about that? The school that you went to, you became a teacher.
Pretty cool.
That's a great
story. And actually, that part of the building was still there. So I didn't teach in the same classroom that I had been a student in, but I was right across the hall.
That's
awesome. It was pretty neat. But my janitor was the same guy who was the janitor while I, his name was Carlos, and he's since gone on to be with the Lord, but he would, anyways, that was kind of neat because he was the same janitor, you know, that was there when I was there, and he was like, Celeste, it was so cool.
That is so neat.
Pretty neat story.
And so that was in the older section of Capshaw, was no longer there. What amazes me about that is where the, you know, they still have the door set up there. And it's amazing to me that it was that close to the road.
I know.
I knew it was, and, you know, Kelsey went there. But I just didn't recall it being that close to the road.
Yeah, Dr. Jerryberry preserved that in honor of his wife, in memory of his wife.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we gave to that campaign. I think that was a really cool thing
to
have done. And I love that's there. I took all my kids' pictures in front of it. So
that's great.
Two of the three of my children went to Capshaw. So
that's
pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My wife said recently, she said, why can't that school just go to 12th grade?
I know.
When you're in that family, you just, you don't want that last year to end. Of course, for Levi last year, that year ended a lot sooner than we thought it would.
And
he had Stephen Simmons, plug for Stephen Simmons
I
here on the radio.
Yeah.
And so he was so thrilled to have him. And
that's
so
cool.
That year kind of ended up quick. But anyway, it
all
is.
All of our elementary schools have got a really sweet family atmosphere.
They do.
And I love
that
about our community. So,
I've been blessed to be able to speak at All Good Sycamore, Parkview, Jerry Whitson. I mean, all of them. Prescott. Mm-hmm. And each school is just this individual community of people that it's just so neat.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just love it. And we are blessed in this town. And obviously, you know, having a K-4 setup was a capacity issue at the time, you know, switching from K-6 down to K-4. And I do like, however, the middle school being 5 through 8. You know, my son is a soccer player, so they play, you know, a lot of middle schools that are 6 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of opportunity for the fifth graders, but they'll put them in on the junior varsity team to get them some game experience.
Yeah, that's great.
Because again, there's, you know, other than our county around our region, there's just not a lot of, you know, fifth graders, you know, in a middle school setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it works for us.
Works
for us. So, you're at Capshaw, you go then and you meet Tony, you know, afterwards. And then when did the first child come along?
So I taught at Capshaw my first year and I had taught at New Market and then I taught at Capshaw. And then while I was teaching at Capshaw, I got pregnant with our first child and Grace Ann, our only daughter. And I stayed home with her after that. I did substitute some through the years to keep my licensure up and to do some other things. But anyways, I ended up staying home with all three of our children. Mm-hmm. Grace Ann, who is 24, lives in Dallas.
Hard to believe she's 24.
I know. It is for me, too. And so she's married to a wonderful young man named Landry, who's obviously very Texas, you know.
I love
He's
it,
a Texan.
Landry. He's a Texan.
He's a Texan. And so they live in Dallas. And then our son is 22, our oldest son. And he is the SGA president at Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Loves it.
Superstar.
Just, he's just doing it all. We love him and love all of our children. And then Grady, I can't even hardly think about without crying.
Right.
The baby. The bearded baby, as we call him.
It's hard to believe.
I know. He's about to graduate this year from Cookeville High School.
That's
so
just crazy.
He's been a lacrosse player and has just had a great experience at Cookeville High School. Great experience for him. And
the
he's going,
third-ranked lacrosse team in the state.
In the state. They have had, haven't lost a game. They have just had amazing. And Tony,
and he's the sixth-ranked goalie.
I think so.
Is it
I think that's
goalie?
Right.
What, yeah. What's it called?
The goalie. The goalie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know my lacrosse as well as others.
Listen,
sports.
I've had to learn mine. So, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Wow, that's just incredible. Mm-hmm. That what a run that they've had.
They've had a great year.
That's
it's been great.
That's great. And so I guess tournament time's coming up, and they'll have to compete and see who's the last team standing.
Yeah, we've got a game this Wednesday night at Signal Mountain, so it's away.
Yes.
And I think that's our last regular season game, and then start the playoffs and things like that. So
hopefully we'll get to host some games.
I think so, yeah, because we've had such a great season, you know,
so
for sure.
So stay tuned, folks.
Absolutely. You got to come see it.
Even if you don't understand the game of lacrosse, it's fast, it's cool, it's physical.
They get to hit each other.
They really do, and they get to use sticks.
Yeah.
So it's lots of fun.
My mother is mortified. She's told all her friends at church, you've got to come see this game. They hit each other. They call it checking, Mother. It's legal.
That's
you
right.
know, it's so funny.
Think
but
of
she
think
can't
of
get over
hockey
it.
Hockey on turf.
Kind of,
right?
Yeah. Yeah,
similar?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you recognize the voice, it's school board member Celeste Gammon is our guest. We've been talking about early life. In our next segment, we'll transition and talk about other things, what's going on in their lives in terms of their business and other endeavors that they are involved in. You're listening to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. I'm your host, Michael Detweiler. Today, my guest is school board member Celeste Gammon. And Celeste is one of those people that I don't know when she ever sleeps. So she's involved in many, many things, you know, not only on the board, but tell us about life, business, and everything else.
Sure. Well, to back up, I'm one of those people, I can't help, if I do something, I do it with every ounce within me.
Sure.
You know, when I was a stay-at-home mom, I nursed my babies, I read all the books, I, you know, listened to everything I could listen to, and did everything that I could exactly the way that I had dreamed and wanted to, and sacrificed whatever. So I did that with everything that I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, as they grew up, I poured myself into volunteering and doing lots of different things. Always been passionate about education. So when the Lord dropped the idea in my mind to be a school board member, it was a natural fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great thing. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to serve this community as a school board member. I'm in my second term right now, and it's been a great experience. It's been one of the most challenging experiences of my life, but very, very good. So I have done that with everything that, is within me. I've, you know, gotten all the, you know, certifications with that and done all the trainings and go to all the conferences that I can and learn and grow, constantly doing that.
I don't think people understand that it's a bigger commitment than a monthly meeting.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's that way when you serve on local boards in the community, whether it's elected or appointed, that you have continuing education so that you can be the best that you can be for this.
And
you all certainly have a big job in terms of what you all do, in terms of overseeing.
So
I am thankful you have a good group of elected folks on the board.
Well, and I'm really a unique person to be on the board. You know, when I first ran, let me say I love education. I think all education is valuable and good. I have homeschooled my children. My kids have gone to a private school here in town, Highland Rim Academy. And then they've gone to public school. Like I said, three of my children went to Capshaw. My daughter went to Avery Trace. My youngest son, Grady, has gone all 4 years at Cookeville High School. We've had a well-rounded educational experience, I guess you could say.
And see, I think that's important, that experience that you talk about, that's important for us to have on the board.
Yeah. Well, you know, this year we've really morphed, and, you know, this online learning, you know, has been a whole thing. And, I mean, we could spend a lot of time talking about that, and that's a whole nother show another time.
It is.
But anyways, I'm thankful that we've got Sam Brooks he's not on our board, but he's in our system, and he has developed a great vital program. And because of that, we are going to continue with, you know, a distance learning, you know, program. There will no longer be the hybrid program where teachers have students online at the same time as, you know, their in-class students. You will either be a distance learner or an in-class.
Okay.
And so we will have those options. But we were already doing that before the pandemic.
Sure.
So we were ahead. We had lots of counties and states reaching out to us. How are you doing this?
Yes.
What did you do? You know, and Sam Brooks was just amazing. And we had a lot to learn, and we made a lot of mistakes. You know, admittedly, we take that. We own that. But at the same time, we were head and shoulders above where other people were, you know, and continue to be. And so we continue to grow in that aspect. And I see that program continuing to grow and get better. I think from here on out, we will always have, and we have ever since we started the Vital program, had distance learners. But I think that program will probably grow. And we're expecting and budgeting for that, you know,
to
grow. So.
That's great. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about
what else I do with all my mind.
You do with your time and life here.
Exactly. So one of the things that I do is I'm a travel agent. I've been a travel agent for, this is going on my fourth year. And I was fortunate enough to receive a great opportunity from a kind couple in Jackson, Tennessee, who owned their own travel agency. And I started with them and loved it. And then I sort of started feeling like, you know, I need to be doing this on my own. So I did. I started my own travel agency called Celeste Travels, which is full service travel agency.
So help the listeners understand, a full service means that you plan it for them?
Sure. Or? There's lots of different things that I do. A big component of mine that I use at Disney. And of course, there's so many things going on right now with travel. You really need to know, you know, all the different things with the different countries and stuff. Anyways, Disney, Universal, and then I do a lot of all-inclusives as well.
Yeah.
I do villas all over the world. Of course, that's kind of smaller right now, but I do a lot of that, a lot of resorts, things like that. So, I keep up with all that. Yeah, that has been a huge undertaking, but I'm very, very thankful to have my own business in that. And it was a kind of a bad time to start a travel agency. I canceled 81 trips.
Wow.
Before I left my other travel agency, and
mercy.
I was the number one travel agent for a couple of years in that agency, and very thankful, like I said, for that opportunity. But anyway, so started doing that.
So if you're listening and you would like to book a trip somewhere this summer, talk to Celeste. Celeste Travels.
Absolutely, Celeste Travels. So anyways, I do that. So I got Celeste Travels. I'm on the board. And then also a couple of years ago, my husband, Tony, said, you know, Celeste, you would be great at real estate, and that would really be a good fit for our family. And so I thought, yeah, that's a great idea. So I went and got my all of the schooling and things that I needed to do during the pandemic, actually, right before it all started is when I started my education in real estate school and did get my licensure, and fortunate enough to be working for an amazing team with the Jared team, the Realty firm.
Sure.
And love what I'm doing. So I'm selling, I'm listing, I'm previewing properties every week, every day, checking
showing
them,
properties.
Showing properties, you name it.
Market's hotter than...
The market is hot. I heard somebody say my avocados last longer than on my listing right now, and it's true. So if you're interested, if you want to put your house on the market, yes is the answer.
Yes.
Let me talk to you about what we need to
inventory.
Do.
We need inventory.
We need inventory. We do. And then, you know, if you are moving to the area, I got California clients. We've got, you know, local clients. I've got people that have moved here from, you know, out of state, you know, other than California, of course. So anyways, I've got a really good mix of clients.
Awesome.
I'm very, very thankful. So it's been a great ride with that. Very good.
That's fantastic. So you and your husband own New Day Services, which is a cleaning company?
It is. It's what we do is we do a lot of work for all the shopping centers. So
yes.
Every major shopping center in town, we do all of the work for that too. So we do build outs and we do parking lot sweeping. Snow was huge this year.
Yes, Tony and I text back and forth a lot.
Yes, exactly.
He likes getting the results of the event so that he can write it down.
Document it.
Document it. It's very, very important. We've got to go to a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about New Day maintenance, New Day properties, and other things that Celeste Gammon, our guest, is involved in. You're listening to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. Welcome back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. I'm Michael Detweiler, and today my guest is Celeste Gammon. And when we went to the break, we were talking about Celeste being a travel agent with Celeste Travels.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not enough, she also is a real estate agent, and she's
that's right.
with the Jared Group at the realty firm, hard charging bunch there.
That's right.
Know all of those folks and think a lot of them. She also is on the Putnam County School Board. She's in her second term on the board. And if that's not enough, she and her husband also own New Day Maintenance and New Day Properties. And so I was going to ask you, kind of expand on the services that
sure.
you all do at New Day
sure.
Services.
So we do have a cleaning arm where, you know, we clean banks. I mean, I've told people I grew up cleaning. I think I've cleaned every toilet in this town. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I mean, it was my job when I was
up in the business.
Yes, I grew up in the business. So, you know, from the time I was 13 on, I've gotten a paycheck for cleaning toilets somewhere in this county.
Keeps
banks.
Keeps you humble,
and,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. And I know how to do it.
Yes.
So anyway, so I've done that. You know, we have the cleaning arm, but we also have parking lot sweeping, center maintenance. So all the major centers, when somebody moves out, when they, you know, we need to do a vanilla box, which come in and tear everything out and redo it for the next tenant. We do all that. We also do the lawn care and the exterior, you know, taking care of the lighting, taking care of exterior painting, the parking lots as far as ceiling and striping. We handle all that for the center owners. So Tony has a relationship with all of them. That's been great. One of the main things that we do too, and my dad started it a long time ago, was the snow removal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge this year. And we're
yes.
pretty big into, we're into prevention and not prediction.
Sure.
So our clients are on our list. They are our existing clients get first priority. And so if we see that there's going to be snow, we reach out to Michael Detweiler.
The Cookeville weather guy.
That's right. And we find out what's going on. And we go out there and we spread our ice melt. And we've got the, you know, all the snow plows and all the things just to make sure that, you know, we are covering our clients in case anybody falls. We can show and document that we did our job. And so, and we have, you know, had some of that happen over the years. So anyways, very thankful for that. My dad actually started, he used to call it, it was back when Ghostbusters was a big thing.
Yes.
And he called it Snowbusters. And we did a little jingle, you know, Snowbusters, da 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 da, you know. So we had the Snowbusters thing, which was really fun. And, but dad actually started the whole business of used to be called New Day Maintenance. So I heard you say New Day Maintenance and that was right. But a lot of people can't spell maintenance, including myself. So anyways, I mean, I can now, but you know, anyways, so that we changed it to New Day Services just because we do so much more actually than just maintenance. But dad, went to Tennessee Tech and got his undergraduate and his master's degree in biology and was planning on maybe medical field or whatever. And so while he was in college at Tennessee Tech, he was the janitor at First Baptist Church Cookeville.
How about that?
With a great group of guys.
How about that?
And he would mentor young men and take them on and share the love of Jesus with them. And
I love it.
He was a neat guy.
Yes.
And anyways, the Lord told him this was actually a good business idea. And he's like, God, I got my master's degree in biology. What are we talking about here?
Not cleaning toilets.
Well, listen, we took our little VW van, our blue VW van, and we put some stickers on it.
How about
and
that?
New Day Services and put the telephone number and just started working and cleaning toilets and taking care of people. And that's just what we did. And so dad kind of passed that idea on about, you know, just this idea of taking care of people, taking care of people. And I take that same mentality into everything that I do.
That's great.
Taking care of people, whether it's on the school board, taking care of people, of course, in my family, first and foremost, taking care of people, you know, in my travel business, taking care of people in my real estate business. You know, if I get a little something on the side, that's fantastic. I don't get me wrong. I like the commissions off of both of my businesses, but, anyways, that's kind of where that went.
Taking care of people. You know what's funny?
Taking care of people.
I remember I have two visuals of your dad. One, he had a chemical line of cleaning products.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes.
And then the other visual is we operated a golf store here, and he and his sidekick, okay, were guys who would come in a lot that I got to know over
he
the
loved
years
golf.
Really, really well. And that's just two of my... Two of my just memories of your father.
Yeah. Doug Bates was a good man.
He sure
And so
was.
I get
he ran
to
his race well.
He
you know?
Sure did.
He did.
So I'm thankful for that. But one thing Dad did sort of on the side a little bit, we had a couple of little rental properties. Not much, but just a little bit. Well, when Tony came along, my husband, we ended up actually buying New Day Maintenance and turned it into New Day Services, and the Lord blessed it, and we kind of took it and grew in that business, and God sort of brought the opportunity for rental business to come across our path, and you know, I mean, Tony was like, are you in, or would you be up for this?
Sure.
And I'm like, yeah, I think this is great. You ask my dad. Dad was like, yeah, I used to dabble in this. I think real estate's great, so... Nice. He started with that, and so we have just grown. We have over 100 rental properties here in town, and then we also have developed some zero lot line homes, you know, where people can live, and I've sold some of those, and we've got more coming. We've got a whole nother development. I kind of can't say much about it right now, but man, is it exciting. Cooper's growing.
I think these zero lot line homes are necessary and needed. In our community. I don't think we have enough of them.
Yeah, no, we don't. So.
And people can scream and holler and say whatever, but that's fine. You know, I think we need more of them. And so I'm glad you all are doing these. And I will say one thing too, is that, for instance, your properties out on North Washington. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very up to date, modern.
Yes.
It's just not the generic. Type of rental property, and I remember from the past the one of the first larger properties that y'all had out there off of Jerry Whitson.
Lee Avenue.
That's right. And so it's kind of neat seeing all the different things going on.
Well, my husband and I, it goes back to taking care of people again.
Right.
So we don't let our properties run down. Right. We do not take trash out. We're not going to put up with anybody. We vet everybody who lives in our properties, you know, anywhere from, you know, whether or not they're paying $600 a month or if they're paying $1,500 a month. You know, we want to make sure that we take care of people. We fix the ovens when they need to be fixed. We update. You know, we take care of painting.
The HVAC works.
Absolutely everything. And, you know, we have people that come to us and say, hey, we rented from so-and-so and didn't have a good experience. And they let our oven, you know, we have a family of five and they never fixed our oven the whole time we were there. And it's like, okay, yeah, we're not going to be those people. New Day Properties takes care. And that's why, honestly, we stay almost 100% full. We rarely dip below 90%. We stay between 90 and 100% full all the time.
That's just amazing. If you recognize the voice, it's Celeste Gammon. And Celeste and her husband, Tony, owners of New Day Services, as well as New Day Properties. She also is a travel agent as well as real estate agent. And so life is extremely busy
at
the Gammon household. So in the remaining few minutes, I mean, where do you see the next several years related to, let's say, real estate? And, you know, where do you see this going?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about real estate in this community. It's going to continue to grow. I mean, you know, as a real estate agent, I can sell or buy anything for you in the state of Tennessee. But, of course, right now with my comfort zone of the Upper Cumberland, but I can help anybody. So I'm excited about that. That's just going to grow. Our community is growing.
It is.
And with that, from the school board side, you know, we've got new schools that we're developing.
Right.
You know, we've
and
got
And that's
some,
not a process that you start like today to start turning dirt in a month.
No.
That's a long,
it's a long
process.
We just had a meeting last week with the county commission. We've got a great working relationship with our county commission.
Good.
We keep the lines of communication open. This is where we see, you know, we've gotten these ESSER funds from the federal government, how we're spending those funds, how we're going to be able to save the commission money later on because they're not going to have to, you know, replace those boilers because we've just done that, you know, how we're, you know, finally putting the canopy on the Cookeville High School, you know, those are things. So, but you know, that's going to continue. Our housing, you know, need for housing, need for rentals is always going to be there. And affordable, good quality, clean housing.
Right.
So New Day Properties for that. New Day Services for all the new people coming in, the new centers that we need to keep those up. You know, we'll be there for that. So
we are really blessed. And, you know, seeing out there at 10th Street and Old Kentucky Road, the dirt turning for the new food city.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, a community is either growing or shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really staying the same. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad our community's growing.
Me too.
In the final minute, 30 seconds, thank you for your faith. You are an example to many, many people. Mm-hmm. So thank you that your husband has served, you know, many years on the Trinity board. Mm-hmm. That is a husband and wife job. That is just not a husband job. So I want to thank you all for that because you are leaders in the community. You've got 45 seconds. Anything else you want to say?
Well, if I could leave you with anything, it's that God is so good.
Amen.
And he loves you and has purpose for your life. And when you help people, you're helping him.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for that opportunity. I love this community. I love this state. I have laid my life down for the community and my family and will continue to do that. Very grateful to be part of this community and all that it is.
Amen. Well, Celeste, again, thank you for being on the show today. And you're listening to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1.